Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead and stretch them forth.
God bless you, special God, each and every one of you. My God, I know you've been having a hard time in the Holy Ghost, because it's always a pleasure, my God, that the families and friends, we go and worship with you all. Listen, saints of God, I just want to come on. I know some of you, you know, you're probably wondering, especially internationally, like, what's going on, Pastor? Well, we're getting geared up, my God. We got an outing that we're going to be Sunday and Monday, and I thank God for families and friends that they just allow me to stay in the face of God, my God, so we could complete an assignment that God has for us. Amen. So I thank God for each one of your prayers, and I thank God for each one of you laying out before the living God. Listen, families and friends, we're going to be out on Sunday and Monday. We're going to be over there with you, renewing of the minds. You are welcome to come. Listen, I have the address and everything right after the broadcast. You can log on to admgospel.us, ADM Gospel, Gospel with AS, admgospel.us. Amen. Log on to that. Click on to ADM events, and you can scroll down, and you will get all the information. We're going to be there Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. sharp. That lets you know, ADM families, my God, that's an hour earlier start time than we usually start. So we want to be there at the 10 o'clock sharp, and also on Monday, 6:30 p.m. sharp. Amen. We're going to go and have a high time in the Holy Ghost. So what they stand for next week Monday, therefore next week Monday, you might not be hearing us on the broadcast like we normally come on Monday at 7 p.m., but what we will be doing, it will be playing live. The service will be playing live tomorrow on Monday at 7 p.m., so you can still come on in. You can join in with us, join in the service with us, especially our international brothers and sisters. My God, you're going to be able to join in and listen in as well. And I just thank God for once again for what he is doing. Listen, our very own Minister Juanita, she's in the hospital. I want everyone to begin to pray for us. Pray for her. She's at Piedmont Memorial Hospital right down in Atlanta, Georgia. Please send her love. She's in room 447. She's in room 447. Please, let's send her love. And if the ones could go and check up on her, please, let's go and check up on her. Once could give her a call. Just give her a call and just send her love. Amen. Amen. And please, thanks to God, families and friends. And I know you're not going to do it, but we don't have to ask what's wrong with you and all that there's going on. Just show individuals love. Amen. Then just thank God for it. And we just want to let Sister Minister Juanita know. You know, she's a very faithful servant, and we love her. Amen. So I want the families and friends, y'all begin to show love with Sister Juanita. Amen. We just thank God for her, and we just thank God for what he is doing with her. So, families and friends, once again, please, I want you to begin to log on to after the broadcast. I want you to log on to admgospel.us, and you'll begin to find the information that we have for you pertaining to the outing at Renewing the Mind Sunday and Monday. Sunday, once again, we're going to be there at 10 o'clock a.m. sharp. Amen. 10 o'clock a.m. sharp. Monday is going to be at 6:30 p.m. sharp. So I want you to be able to come on and be a part and just come on and just have a high time in the Holy Ghost with us. The address is also listed. So once you scroll down from the flyer on the ADM event, you'll see the address, and you also see the time there. That way you could go ahead and write down the address. Amen. I want you to come on and be a part. Let's go ahead and go. So families and friends, and also remember, that Monday night, you're not going to hear the family. You'll be in the service with us. We'll have the service and the broadcast in the that Monday night. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you. Please, let's stay faithful in prayer. Let's keep pushing. It doesn't matter who we connect with and in prayer, or who we join the forces with. My God, we just got to make sure we are diligent serving, seeking the face of God. In spite of, God bless you, Pastor Smith, and I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Smith. God bless you, and my God, and may God keep continuing to smile on each and every one of you. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you this morning. Amen. Praise God. Good morning, ADM. Amen. Praise God. I hope that you would all heed to all the announcements we just got and govern yourselves, praise God, accordingly. Amen. Praise God. What we're going to do at this time is go ahead and bring Mother Jackson on in. So, Mother Jackson, go ahead and press one and come on and lead us to the throne, Mother. Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
God bless you, Mother.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I give you honor, who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, and to Sister Smith, Mother Helen, and everyone, Dakota Boucher, in the ADM members ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more boldly to the throne, God. God, just telling you thank you just for one more day, God. Oh, God, we realize you didn't have to keep us here, God, but you did in a way. So we say thank you for that, God. In the name of Dakota Boucher, God, this morning, God, we come to give you all the glory and all the praises, God. We thank you for just keeping us safe from last night up to this point, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that a fire didn't break out. A thief didn't break in. Oh, the Boucher, God. Oh, God, that's when we have to give you the glory, God. Nothing that we did was so good and perfect, but it was all you in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every leader that it is in this nation, God. Oh, God, let them stay up on the wall, God. The one that rolls truth out the lips of clay, God. The one that are the kind of emotion, God, that are in God's footsteps, God. The one that are leading, God are leading them, God. The one no man out pouring out to the kind of emotion, to the flock, to kind of emotion. God, we thank you this morning, God, with everything within us, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we lift up every man that it is, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you'll teach your men to pray, God. Oh, God, to lay before you like never before, God, to give you the thanks and the glory in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us celebrate, God, teach us to humble ourselves before the mighty God and before his man-made kind of service in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, teach us, God. Let us cry out, God, to you, God. Let us know, God. Let us, your people, know how they have to do it. Just ask you. Ask you what to, how to pray, how to present themselves, what to do and how to do, God. You'll do it just for them, God. In the name of Jesus, that's how much you love us, God. Oh, God, we lift up our family household, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, God. That you save and deliver and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up the family, God, that's been against each other for years and years and years. Oh, God, but we speak peace in their household, God. Peace between them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let your people know it's getting late over in that day, God. It's just time to get it right with Jesus. Everything that is corrupted in the Lord, shake, God, let us lay it up on the altar, God. Let us cry out to you, God. Let God know what's wrong with you. It's a defect in your emotion, your mind, a defect in your heart, or how you speak, or how you say. Just tell God everything about you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Since he woke you up this morning, I pray, God, of emotion, God, that your people begin to get up, God, of emotion, shake their self, God, and just look towards the hills. Knowing that's where all their help coming from. No other help they know, God. And let them begin to God to say, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for a brand new day, God. Oh, God, the God of Oshay, God. Oh, God, we lift up every homeless person that it is in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you be a mind regulator for them also, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you put them somewhere on the, in a shelter that where love and kindness is, God. Oh, let them know just because they're in a shelter, their minds don't have to be in a shelter, God. Oh, the most shake, God, the most shake. Let your people have peace wherever they have to go, God. Peace all around them, God, even in their minds, God. We pray this morning, God, that you have your divine way in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every mental person that it is. Oh, the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we speak to the Moshe minds this morning. It comes to the Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, to loose the Moshe, God. Pulling down every stronghold, God, the Moshe, God. Breaking every chain that it is, God, the Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let your perfect will be done, God. We realize that you're still healing. We realize, Hadolaboshe, you still making ways out of no ways, God. We realize, God, Hadolaboshe, that you're even in the hospital right now, God. Walking down the aisle, even with them birds, God. Hadolaboshe, God. Hadolaboshe, God, thank you that your people are healed. Hadolaboshe, God. Now I begin to say, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Say, Hadolaboshe, God. Now I begin to say, God, we thank you for delivering us, God. Let your people say, God, we thank you for making a way out of no way, God. God, we realize, God, if it wasn't for you, Hadolaboshe, God, it wouldn't be done. Hadolaboshe, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for making us women and men. Hadolaboshe, your character, God. Your character, God, that have love for one another, God. No matter what people do to us, God, let us continue to love in spite of our, God. Oh, God, but let us continue to pray for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. I thank you, Roboche, God. I thank you, Roboche, Roboche, God. Oh, have your way on this line this morning, God. Let your people begin to call in, Roboche, God. Testify, God. Tell them about the goodness of you, Roboche, God. Let your people begin to tell you how you brought them out, Roboche, God. How you turned their life around, Roboche. They realized it wasn't you, but it was all you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us give credit where credit's due, God. It comes to the Moshe. God, we give you the glory this morning, God. All the glory, God. We give you the praise, and we say hallelujah to you, God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, this good Moshe morning. The Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, Mother. Praise God for that prayer. Amen. The sincerity and anointing this morning. God bless you, Mother. Praise God. For he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. Good morning. Praise God. To all of ADM, good morning. Good morning to all of our international partners, praise God. Good morning, United Kingdom, Norway, France, USA, Australia, amen. And good morning to all our local USA, praise God, states, North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, and anyone else out there that I've missed under the sound of my voice, God bless you and good morning to you. Praise God. Well, the Bible says how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Praise God. And then it backs it up and also says, praise God, forsake not to assemble ourselves together. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Whereas there's two or three, there's fire. Amen. And Jesus is in the midst of it. Praise God. We thank Jesus for being in the midst this morning. Praise God. Of this assembly. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, saints, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Yeah. And let us be glad in it exceedingly. Praise God. Amen. I thank God, amen, that he rose me this morning, closed me in my right mind, So giving honor to Christ, who's the head of my life, to my wife, Sister Smith, praise God, to my pastors, Lakeisha and Temple Spencer, amen, to Pastor Carolyn, amen, to the ADM frontline, amen, to the members, amen, praise God, amen. I give praise and honor to you on this morning. And to everybody that's listening, God bless you this morning. Isn't it a nice thing to be here this morning that God woke us up, started us on our way, gave us the activity of our limbs, praise God. And praise God, you know what we need to do. Amen. If you don't have a prayer partner or a battle buddy, amen, I kind of like the battle buddy because I'm ex-military, but if you don't have either one, you need to get yourself one. Amen. Amen. See, we need to utilize the tools that we have at hand that the Lord is blessing us with and empowering us with. Amen. Praise God. For when the enemy come in and try to attack, it's hard to attack too. Amen. It's hard because iron sharpens iron. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So get yourself a battle buddy. Get yourself a prayer partner if you don't have one already. Amen. Praise God. It's better if we do it how? Together. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But again, I like to just say the announcement that the pastor sent forth this morning. Amen. Heed it. Pass it along to others. Amen. Praise God. And govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, God is just so good this morning. He is just so good that he smiled on us this morning. Praise God. This morning when I got out of my bed, I didn't have no doubt. Felt like singing, felt like shouting. Our Father up in heaven, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. My little grandson says, I'm happy. And his Nana says, what did you say? He said, I'm happy. Amen. So let's be happy on this morning and today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Despite of what you're going through this morning. Amen. Just take that and put it back on the back burner. Amen. And say, no matter what, I'm going to be happy and I'm going to praise God on today. Amen. Because we know when the praises go up, the blessings do come down. Amen. Amen. And no matter what kind of blessing that you get, it's all good. Praise God. Whether it's financial, spiritual, healing of health, praise God, is all good on this morning. So you know what? We can say it's all well. Amen. With my soul. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, don't forget, amen, tonight also we're going to have Mother Helen coming to do a drive-by at 7 p.m. So we want everybody back at that time, amen, so we can get, amen, the drive-by from Mother Helen. Praise God. Amen. And praise God, I just wanted to share a nugget with you this morning. Amen. Praise God. And it's basically talking about God's favor. Amen. You know, favor is something that, you know, that's bestowed upon an individual because of the things the individual do that are, I'm going to say, positive in nature. Like your boss on your job, see you working so diligently, being on time, not kicking up fuss and mess in the workplace, and they will bestow favor on you. And a lot of times when favor is bestowed upon you, some things you can get out of, like promotions, amen, praise God, maybe some time off, hallelujah. Well, just think about, amen, praise God, the everlasting favor of God, the things that you can receive, amen? Because God is our Father, and he's like that. And you know what? A lot of times God will put some favor on us, and we look around and we go, Lord, what did I do to deserve it? Amen. Well, I'm just going to say thank you, Lord. Praise God. Because he didn't have to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you look around and things, you know, God just blesses you with something. Mm. And you're like, I didn't pray for that. Amen. Mm. But see, he knows our needs. He knows us. He knows our faults. Amen. He knows every hair number on our head. So don't you think he would know your thoughts? Amen. Praise God. And Jesus backed it up because he said, you know, it's the heart is what Jesus looks at, the heart of man. Praise God. So he looks into your heart. Amen. And he say, it's not what goes into a man that defileth him, but rather what comes out. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So if good is going in, good is going to come out. Praise God. But if garbage is going in, garbage is going to come out. But when it comes to the saints of God, good going in and good coming out, praise God, we can receive the favor of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And God, just like anything, he don't reward us for doing things that don't please him. Amen. Amen. And so there he has to come in and give us, amen, a block of instructions through his word, through his Holy Spirit, to get us back on track, to get us back into alignment. Amen. Praise God. That's why I believe it was yesterday when I was talking about the acronym PCS, PMCS, Preventive Maintenance Checks and Services, that we have to pull on ourselves spiritually and the word, amen, to making sure that, you know, we are lining up, amen, with the word of God and that we are on the direct path that God have us on, the way that he want us to go. Amen. Praise God. Because if we get off the beaten path, amen, and get on those rabbit trails, you can be out there for the longest, amen, and it'll take a while to get back. Amen. But if you're following instructions, amen, if you're following instructions, amen, from God, you won't have no problems. Amen. Amen. In the military, they used to tell us something about FFI, failure to follow instruction. Amen. And that will get you in trouble. Amen. Praise God. But I just bid you that the worst failure to follow instructions are those instructions that God has given us. Amen. Because when we don't do that, we don't receive the favor of God in our lives. Amen. And God wants us to have continual favor. Amen. Continual favor. That's why he, amen, praise God, made us. Amen. Amen. For his goodness and his favor. Praise God. So on this morning, praise God, reach out to God, amen, see what needs to be brought back into alignment, see what PMCS, praise God, needs some checks and balances and services, amen, in your life, amen, so God can bestow the favor in your life. If it's not there, if you already have the favor of God because you're on the right trail, help somebody else. Amen. Praise God. Along the way, another saint on the way, help them. Praise God. We're supposed to be helpers of one another. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. Offering God your best. Amen. Amen. We should always offer God our best. Amen. Praise God. over in Genesis, amen, 4 and 4, amen, we had a little problem with our two brothers. Amen. I think everybody can record that or recall that, rather. And Abel, amen, brought, amen, the first fruit of the firstborn of his flocks and the fat portions, amen. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, amen. But for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. Praise God. Isn't that something? Now, this is God, amen, having no regard for a man. Praise God. You know why? Because that man offered up, praise God, might as well offered up nothing, because he didn't give what he was supposed to give, the firstborn, the first fruit, amen. That's what God asked for. And he did not follow instructions. Cain did not follow it. Amen. And so because he didn't follow it, and his brother Abel did, and Abel got the favor of God, Cain got angry. Amen. He got angry. Amen. Praise God. And instead of going and correcting, amen, his fault, amen, as God had pointed out to him, and doing what was right, praise God, he got all in the flesh. Amen. Got angry at his brother and decided he was going to harm his brother. Amen. To get back at God. Who can construct the mind of God? Who are we? Amen. Praise God. To get angry at God. To get angry at God? Wow. I tell you what. The devil had a good time on that one, because, boy, he had him fooled to the left and to the right. Amen. Praise God. God is our daddy, but he is God. Amen. And we got to reverence and respect him as such. Amen. Cain did not respect God. Amen. He didn't do it. Matter of fact, he disrespected him. Because when he went and committed the next act, amen, praise God, of harming and killing his brother, praise God, then he knew that he was doing it to get back at God. And we can't think like that. See, that's called stinking thinking. Amen. Gets us in a lot of trouble on today, praise God. Amen. So we have to get rid of the stinking thinking. And that's all of us, leaders, lay people. It doesn't matter. Amen. We human, we in the flesh. Amen. Praise God. This flesh is not going up to heaven. And the flesh want to have its own way all the time. Amen. That's why we need to pray and fast more to bring this flesh up under subjection. Amen. Praise God. So Cain went and slewed his brother. Amen. And, you know, God came and asked him about it. Praise God. So think about this. If there's something in your life that is so detrimental or so tasking or such a problem in your life that it's going to affect your train of thought, amen, praise God, be it negative, amen, praise God, then we really need to press in and seek God, amen. Because you know what? Still, it's only a test. Those things that are happening, it's only a test. And remember, praise God, where we're at, amen. We're here on this earth, which is not our home. We're here when the devil and the angels were thrown out of heaven, they were thrown down here to earth. So don't you think they're going to call chaos? Amen. But see, God brought us here to show, amen, that good can come out even though he has bad people. Amen. The good can still prevail. Amen. Praise God. So, in prevailing, amen, we can get God's favor. Praise God. And we don't have to worry about, amen, not having or being short or lacking, amen, because he promised to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Philippians 4:19, amen. Praise God. So, give God your best, amen. If it's in prayer, give God your best, amen. If it's in fasting, give God your best, amen. If it's in servitude to others, give God your best, amen. Praise God. God sees your heart, amen. And when he sees your heart because you've given him your best, then you're going to receive the favor of God. Amen. Don't offer up strange things to God. Have things to God. God don't want that. If you're going to offer it up, have bait, don't even offer it up at all. Praise God. God don't even want it. Amen. Amen. And so we, amen, during this process of daily living, in our personal relationship with God, amen, needs to be able to offer up our best when it comes to serving and praising God. Amen. Amen. So don't give up no half prayers and our likes. Amen. But Abel offered a more better sacrifice. And see, that's the other thing, that word sacrifice. Oh, yeah. That word sacrifice means that you're giving up something you really can afford to give up. Amen. But you give it up anyway. Praise God. That's a sacrifice. Amen. God loves that. You heard it said that God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. The widow with the mite. Amen. All she had. That was a sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. And when we offer up those things to God, amen, how he richly blesses us with his favor. Amen. On today, saints, praise God. On today, amen, when you offer up from now on to God, amen, offer up your best offering, because God has his best intentions for you. Amen. And it was so good the way God has set things up for us that when we get to heaven, he said the streets are going to be paved with gold. You're going to have your own mansion. I don't know about y'all, but I have a house, but I ain't got no mansion. I ain't never lived in a mansion. Not down here on earth. Praise God. Amen. And it's not that you're moving there temporarily, because heaven is eternal. Praise God. No more light bill. No more water bill. No more cable bill. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But praising God all the day long. Amen. To receive God's favor. Well, I pray God's favor on each and every one of you under the sound of my voice on today. Amen. Praise God. And I also pray that God blesses you, amen, tenfold on today. Amen. Why? Because of your obedience and servitude and service to the Almighty God. Amen. You didn't have to come in this morning on the airwaves and the radio and in telephone. You didn't have to do that, but you did it. Amen. You did it because you love God and you know God loves you. Amen. And you know that when you're obedient to God, then he will put his favor upon you. Amen. To every household, to every husband and wife, to the children, amen, and to everybody under the sound of my voice, whether it's international or local here at home in the United States, amen, praise God, in Atlanta, Georgia, praise God. I pray that God gives you a God-blessed day. And remember, don't let nobody turn you around. Praise God. You keep your feet on solid ground. Amen. Keep it on the rock of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Mary's baby. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And Jesus calls us his friend. Amen. So I thank God that I can be his friend on today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's all that I have for today. Amen. And I hope that you, praise God, take something away today. Amen. That will say it, that will help you, praise God, along the way. Amen. Because it's a daily process. And the things we have to do daily, amen, praise God, reflects our living for Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, a few reminders. Amen. Remember that Sunday we're over at Renewing of the Mind Ministry. Amen. At 10 a.m. Amen. Then on Monday, again, back at Renewing of the Minds at 6:30 p.m. sharp. Amen. Praise God. And then the service is going to be live. Amen. Praise God. And then also remember to pray for Minister Juanita. She's in room 447 at the hospital. I believe he said Piedmont. Amen. And if I'm wrong, someone correct me. Amen. And also remember to go fund me for Mother Helen. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Also remember that Monday evening's prayer will not be. Amen. Because of the service that we'll have at the Renewing of the Mind. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So spread the word around and let everyone know, praise God, what is going on. Amen. At the ADM. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that's all I have. Amen. Praise God. So come on back tonight at 7 p.m. Praise God. And Mother Helen is going to come with a drive-by.
Amen.
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 So until the next time we meet, God bless you and may heaven richly smile upon you. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.